Hey, it's Dean Blundell. I'm here with my friend at Greg Carrasco on Twitter from Thornhill Hyundai. Good morning, Greg, and how are you today?
I am very well. Thank you, Dean. It's been a while.
It's been so long. You've moved. I've moved. You've moved.
That's what we do.
We're movers.
And shakers.
What do you got going on at Thornhill Hyundai?
We are changing the world.
One car at a time.
One customer at a time.
Now, here's the thing, though. You have no salespeople, which traditionally is bad for the car industry, is that not?
Everybody hates car salespeople, so why fill the showroom with them?
No salespeople. And you meet my friend Greg Carrasco at
Thornhill Hyundai.
Send us all your money. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, and we'll send you a free subscription for Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Absolutely free. You're listening to Dean Blundell and Company on Toronto's Sports Radio, Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
The NFL had a real testing, if really knew how to test for steroids and HGH in the
NFL,
there'd be no f***ing NFL.
Right.
So instead, what they did was suspend Tom Brady for 4 days
Ben
for
Affleck,
not giving
everybody.
Him a f***ing cell phone. That's, and for having a friend who called himself to deflate.
This is Ben Affleck super wasted on the new Bill Simmons HBO show.
Yeah.
And he given Wednesday.
Okay.
Yesterday.
You want to give a guy, because he doesn't give you his cell phone, a punishment? I would never give the organization as leak-prone as the NFL my cell phone so you could just look through my emails and listen to my voice?
I would never give an organization this leak-prone my cell phone. Do you understand how dry my mouth is right now? I am so wasted.
And when you look at his eyes.
Oh, all glassy.
It's so easy
super
to tell
big.
He's gunned.
Yeah, he looks like a stuffed animal. You know what a stuffed animal looks like? All glass, because they have glass eyes or plastic eyes, and they all look wasted. Stuffed animals always look gunned. If you're so, the worst thing in the world is when you're sober and being around super drunk dudes or ladies. And it's not just because of the behavior, but you get all self-conscious because their eyes are like this the whole time.
Right. And then they do the close talking too.
Yeah. And that's what he was doing. He was leaning in, and Bill Simmons leaning out going,
dude, you are hammered. This is a bad look.
Anyway, we'll get to that coming up in just a few minutes as well. Georgie's got an update in just a minute. Jays lose yesterday. Jays win yesterday. We'll get to that. They won 5-2. Thank God for the long ball and Troy Tulowitzki and Russ Martin waking up. They did most of the damage. Defense was terrific. And we'll talk about some moves they should or may make and how relevant they need to stay in the American League East and with this fan base, because they are first in the American League in attendance. First. What a turnaround, the biggest single season turnaround in attendance in American League history. So we'll get to that coming up in a couple minutes as well. We'll talk about the NHL in Vegas, as that was announced yesterday. The NHL Awards were announced yesterday. That's coming up in just a few minutes this hour as well. We'll give you a chance to win some tickets to go and see the Toronto Blue Jays, catch up with some celebrities at the Joe Carter Classic, which is where we head now. Please welcome to the program Linton Carter, the Children's Aid Foundation Chief Development Officer. Thank you very much for doing this, Linton. How are you today?
We're great. We're having a beautiful day up here at Eagles Nest Golf Club.
Well, good for you. Now, this is the seventh annual, and Joe has been involved with you guys and obviously raised money for you guys. How important is this event to you, not just for the money, but how important is it in raising awareness every year?
Well, Children's Aid Foundation is Canada's leading charity supporting children and youth involved with child welfare. And it's a very complex issue. So an event like this and all the celebrities and the sponsors coming together and all of you, thank you to the media, raises awareness for the complex problems of abandoned, abused, and neglected children right across Canada.
And what exactly does Children's Aid do for those children? Give us a quick Coles Notes tour about the organization and what those funds enable you to do for children.
So what we do is we support the children with supports and resources that the government cannot support. So once you've come into kids in need of protection that's come into the child welfare system, they need supports that parents normally do, like sports, scholarships, tutoring, counseling. Once you've suffered a trauma early in your life, you need support moving forward from that. And what we do is we bring sponsors together with donors, and we accept philanthropic donations to make that happen for our children.
Now, where can people get you? This isn't just about today. This is about every day. And, of course, today is a big part of that, hoping to raise another couple hundred thousand today and bring that total about $1.7 million in funds that have been created through the Joe Carter Classic for Children's Charities. But where can people donate and where can people get involved? Give us your website and how people can get involved today financially, as well as any gift of time that they can give you.
Yes, thank you. It's www.cafdn.org. And if you want to donate, it's /donate. We really appreciate people stepping forward because our kids are invisible. Anything you can do to support them. We thank Joe Carter, all the celebrities here today from across North America. You're really bringing the issue of abandonment, neglect, and abuse of children to light. Thank you so much for having us on the show today.
Greatly appreciate it. Thanks for doing this. Linton, have a wonderful day. Linton Carter, the Children's Aid Foundation Chief Development Officer down at Eagles Nest Golf and Country Club. Thanks for your time. 7:06, lots to get to and stuff cooking. Here's George with an update. Hi, George.
Hi, Dean, and it's brought to you by Kia of Richmond Hill. The Blue Jays look to split their mini two-game set with the Diamondbacks yesterday afternoon down at Rogers Center. Jay Happ got the start for the Jays in search of his ninth win, and he got some early run support from his battery mate in the bottom of the first.
Runners go again, 3-2 pitch, fly ball deep left center field, heading for the wall, heading for the shadows, and there she goes! The Blue Jays are definitely in flight, 3-0 on Russ Martin's sixth home run, and give him a five-game hitting streak.
Yes, Jerry Howarth on Sportsnet 590, the Fan. The Diamondbacks would get one back thanks to some sloppy D from the Jays.
The pitch lined to right field. That's a base hit. Charged by Siciliani, and it goes right under his glove and rolls all the way to the wall. That's going to produce a run. Gosselin around second. He's heading for third. And the Arizona Diamondbacks get a run here. And an embarrassed Darryl Siciliani in right field. A tough play. He came in and reached down for it to backhand. It went right under his glove. An outfielder's worst nightmare here in his first start as a Blue Jay.
Yeah, that was Siciliani's sloppy D, by the way. And the only reason why is because it was his first time ever playing right field, so cut the guy a break.
Why is it so hard to play the outfield in Major League Baseball?
And never played it before.
Yeah, so yeah, what? No it's idea. Not that hard. Yeah. Fly ball, catch it. No big deal.
It wasn't a fly ball.
Well, that's what you go into thinking. It's just fly balls. Big deal.
Yeah, when you're going to play, you mean.
Yeah.
You think, oh, I'm just going to catch a bunch of pop flies. I'm going to shag pop flies out
of here. Sure, that's what Gibby told him. Just go catch a couple pop flies. You'll be fine out there.
No, man, that thing was slicing, hit the ground, scooted off into the corner. He didn't take a good line, and you can't take a good line if you've never taken a line before to a ball.
Arizona would add
Siciliani's sloppy D.
Arizona would add a Michael Bourne RBI single in the top of the fourth to cut Toronto's lead to 3-2. Jay Happ will be done after five innings. He walked four, gave up six hits while allowing two runs. Happ admits it was a rough one.
You know, I'm always going to compete and battle out there. And like I say, I didn't have my best stuff, but still going to get whatever I do have that day. I'm going to try to be smart about it, too, and not just throwing balls down the middle of the plate and hoping to get people out, because that doesn't work in this level.
All right, 3-2 Blue Jays heading to the bottom of the sixth.
I didn't think he was that bad. Like, he's hard on himself. He sprayed six over five innings and a two-run ball that both earned, which I don't know. Anyway, bottom line is I didn't think he was that bad. He battled, which was nice to see. The offense picked him up, Russell Martin, with that three-run shot that was up 3-0, so he had an early lead. They chipped away at it, and that's a good hitting baseball team. They hit lefties better than anybody in baseball. I don't know if you know that. So, you know, I think he got away with one yesterday.
It was just the ghost of Christmas past watching Jay Happ on the mound yesterday, because it looked like the first time we saw
it.
Just yesterday. He's been tremendous. It's just you just kind of had that, that's the Jay Happ we're used to seeing, not the Jay Happ who's been tremendous all year.
Yeah, he has a 3.42 ERA. He's been really good, although, you know, if you look over his last four starts, not as good as how he started the year. And in the past, even when he pitched well in his first time around, he could never get late into ball games, right? We saw a little bit of that. But, yeah, I thought he was fine. You know, two earned runs over yesterday, no earned runs the start before that. So let's not.
Yeah, he was
there,
busy.
George.
Exactly.
I'm not freaking out. I'm just
he was
saying,
busy yesterday, pitched himself. You like seeing a guy that gets into trouble and pitch himself out of a bases loaded jam, a couple guys on, first and second, runners at the corners once, too. So good for him. Jays win. No big deal.
All right, 3-2 Blue Jays heading to the bottom of the sixth, where Troy Tulowitzki and Edwin Encarnacion would get to work, Dean. Wark, 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 wark.
Wark, 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 wark.
Edwin destroys a baseball.
Mm-hmm.
the day they give out the T-shirt, the Ed Wing shirt, everyone is waving it over their heads right now. Home run number 19 for Edwin Encarnacion, and the Blue Jays double their lead to 4-2. 1-1 pitch is swung on and crushed. Left center field. That's hit a ton, and that's gone. Troy Tulowitzki with his 10th. The Blue Jays' second home run of the inning, and they up their lead to 5-2.
Yeah, so a couple of things here. Did you watch Edwin hit that home run? And they had a close-up of his face after during the slow-mo replay. So he muttered something in Spanish that looked like, F you.
Yeah. Suck on that one.
You can see it was Spanish. It was underneath his breath. He's like, ¿cómo está?
Yeah. He murdered
anyway,
that
thing. Yeah, did he ever? Did he leave the park? And Tulo, you know, say what you like. He has his detractors. Everybody's waiting for Colorado Tulo to show up. Over his past 15 games, he's 17 for 55. He's got 7 ribbies, 3 home runs, and he's batting .309.
Yeah.
.309. He has been white hot, which has been awesome to watch.
Yeah, 5-2 Blue Jays would be the final because of the bullpen of Gavin Floyd, Drew Storen, Jason Grilley, and Roberto Osuna tossed 4 innings of 2-hit shutout. Blue Jays off tonight before kicking off a 3-game set with the White Sox in Chicago tomorrow night with Aaron Sanchez on the mound. Sportsnet 590 The Fan and Sportsnet 1.
Thank you very much, George. As always, Eagles Nest Golf and Country Club is where everything's going on this morning as far as charity work, golf tournaments, celebrities, the center of the celebrity universe. Joining us from there, a fellow we've had on the show a couple of times, please welcome Hall of Famer Mr. Barry Larkin, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Barry Larkin. Hey, man.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
How you doing? Sorry we couldn't be there with you this morning.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day to come out here and play a little golf. You guys are working, I understand.
Yeah, that's what. Well, we did it from there last year, which was a lot of fun to do. You had to get some FaceTime with you and talk to you. But you've been there a number of years now. Do you look forward to this one every year?
Yes, I do. This is one of two golf tournaments that I come to, and I think the reason I come is because of the type of player that Joe was, more importantly, the type of person that he is, and that he uses his platform to do some good with his Children's Aid Foundation. So it's a nice job that Joe does, and it's just my way of giving back because of his opportunity to give back as well.
Now, did you go to the Jays game last night?
I did.
Yeah, did you like what you saw? Did you see any of the game? Because Troy Tulowitzki's been taken, and you of course, playing in the infield for as long as you did and being as good as you were. Easy to take criticism. Troy Tulowitzki's been taken into the mouth all season from Joe Public and the media. Did you like what you saw from him last night? I thought he was fantastic.
You know, I watched Tulo in the National League for many, many years. You guys are going to be very pleased. I'm assuming he's going to regain the position that he had in Colorado. He's just a really good player. He's a blue-collar superstar.
What makes him so good?
His ability to do everything. You know, his size, his agility, his power, speed, his ability to throw on the run. I just think it's he's just got the entire package. Mm-hmm. And he's a baseball player. I mean, he's got great baseball instincts as well. So, you know, I'm a big fan of his, and didn't get a chance to play against him, but certainly got a chance to watch him, and he's a good player.
Barry Larkin joins us live from the Eagles Nest Golf and Country Club for the Joe Carter Charity Classic. How's your golf game, by the way?
You know what, man? I shot very well yesterday. We had some skin. We had a skin game yesterday, and I won 2 skins. So it was a good. It was a good day for me yesterday.
What do you mean? Give me your score. It was just a skins game. Did you keep score?
73.
Get out of here.
No way.
Okay. All right.
No, I'm just.
You know what sucks is that guys
check,
like
you could check it.
You're in the Hall of Fame and you're an awesome golfer. What's something you don't do well, Barry Larkin?
I was an awesome golfer yesterday. Today could be 173.
But what's something you suck at, Barry Larkin?
So, yeah, like a sport that you go probably I'm not good at that. I've tried it. I can't do it.
You know what? I've never tried. I've never tried to play soccer. And I don't know if I could do that. I don't know that I could do at this advanced age that I am right now. I don't know that I could do that because I have trouble kind of walking down the halls right now. But you know, when I was playing, I think one of the reasons that many guys play infield is because of their ability to move their feet. But that was one thing that I never was comfortable doing is kicking a soccer ball. I mean, I think there's a reason I never played the game. It's because I couldn't kick the soccer ball very well. So I would assume if I tried to play soccer, that I would not be very good at it at all.
Well, the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. Barry Larkin, our guest, Major League Baseball Hall of Famer. Your son Shane in the NBA with the Nets, I believe. Listen, how is he now, or did he finish in Dallas last year?
No, he finished with the Nets.
Finished with the Nets last year. Pardon me.
Yes.
What's he doing? Is he a free agent this year, or what are his plans for this season?
Yeah, he's a free agent and just has to wait until after the draft and see what teams need a point guard. And so hopefully he'll land somewhere. I just don't know. I mean, we talk about it. And, you know, NBA's a little bit different. You saw the Derrick Rose to the New York Knicks. And is that going to work out or not with Carmelo and the triangle offense? I don't know. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of moving parts. So he'll get in line and he'll find a spot whenever it's time for him to – whenever it's time for them to decide where they would like him to play. So it'll be interesting. I know he's excited. He's just working and just trying to get better.
Well, listen, I know you're busy and you want to go have some breakfast and hang out with your pals, so we'll let you do that. But Barry, as always, great pleasure to have you on once again this year, and thanks for taking time out to join us. And enjoy your day with Joe and doing some good work for Children's Charities.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Barry Larkin, Hall of Famer. Major League Baseball player.
I bet you he'd still
be the best ever.
He'd be awesome at soccer.
He played for 21 years or something like that. I think he played for 21 years and was awesome every year.
Yeah.
Specifically defensively. I think when you get a little older offensively, obviously your numbers tend to tail, but he was always, always good.
Yeah. Tremendous.
And if you saw him, remember we saw him last year, looks like he's about 35.
Yeah, he looks like he can still play. And you hear that a lot, but no, but that dude looks like he can still play.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll continue to check in with guys live from Eagles Nest Golf and Country Club for the Joe Carter Classic. That was Barry Larkin, our first celebrity of the day. We'll find out who we get shortly, as we do all morning long, as Joe Carter and TD Bank and the good folks at the Joe Carter Classic try and raise a bunch of money for children's charities. Back to George with an update. Hi, George.
Hi, Dean. The NHL held its annual award show in Las Vegas last night. But before we tell you who won, the city was officially awarded an expansion franchise that will begin play in the 2017-2018 season. Commissioner Gary Bettman says hockey in Sin City will hit the jackpot.
There is no doubt that hockey fans, in addition to the other demographic aspects that we brag about, tend to be the most passionate at all of sports wherever they're located. Having an opportunity to again respond to that interest in a market that not only doesn't have professional hockey but doesn't have professional sports, we think was a great opportunity.
Yeah, billionaire businessman Bill Foley will cough up $500 million for the team.
It's the best of the leagues. It's a legendary league. Las Vegas is my home along with 2.3 million other people. We want everyone to be a fan. We're dedicated to it. We'll leave no stone unturned in our dedication, our pursuit of hockey in Las Vegas, not just for our team, but for the community.
A story also yesterday, Quebec City not getting a team. Here's Quebec or CEO Pierre Dion saying they ain't going to rest until they get that team.
Bring the Nordiques back to Quebec City remains a priority for Quebecor. As you all know, we love the game. We will continue to work with determination to achieve this goal.
Yeah, Gary Bettman says Quebec's still on top of their mind.
Are we obviously aware of the interest and capabilities both of Quebec City and Quebecor? The answer is absolutely yes. They're on our radar screen for another time, perhaps another day, perhaps when circumstances may allow.
So I just did a little Google search on Quebec City's gross domestic product. That's how much business they do in a year. $32.5 billion.
Okay.
So they're asking $500 million. So they $32.5 billion they do in business, which, you know, according to some numbers, is inflated. But if you do the numbers on $500 million, that will that takes like 0.5% away from their GDP that they would have to pay to get this franchise.
Yeah.
That is astro, and that's just in American funds. If you look at it in Canadian funds, it's closer to $700 million for that franchise.
I just don't see how Quebec, even down the road, if the Canadian dollar is strong,
How are they a viable franchise, really? How are they going to compete and spending up to the salary cap to be good long-term and to ultimately win?
Do you know of any big head offices that are in Quebec City? Do you know of any...
De Maurier?
Huge, yeah. Some smokes. You got a bunch of factories that make smokes.
Yeah, they're all based there, right?
Do you know of any major organizations that are based in Quebec City?
The Poutinerie?
No. That's here. Smokes, maybe the best. Right. You get a Hawaiian poutine, which is awesome. Do you know of any massive natural resource companies that are based in Quebec City, just off the top of your head? Like Calgary, understand Calgary's resource rich. Edmonton's resource rich. Vancouver is a mega city when it comes to mega cities in North America. It's the amount of money there can bear the fact that people pay money for those tickets, the TV rights. It's well attended.
Yeah.
Same thing with Toronto. Winnipeg, not so much, but they got one of the richest men in the world as one of the owners. So, you know, and who's a Winnipeg guy and believes in the product, and that's also well attended. People support it financially. But Quebec City?
Yeah.
You know, and I know they love their hockey, but there's a reason they moved in the first place. And people can say that about Winnipeg, but I don't know, man. 700, that's all, like a really, for all intents and purposes, by the time you're done with all the franchise rights and the fees and all the others, that's $1 billion. $1 billion.
And how big is the TV pie in Quebec, too, for that team? Really? The Habs are right there. They'll always be the number one team in Quebec. How big is that TV pie in that
know.
City?
I don't know. I'd find it hard to believe that. I would find it easier to understand that the NHL would work in Vegas before it works in Quebec City.
The NHL awards themselves went down last night in Las Vegas. Dean, it's weird how that works out, where Toronto's Will Arnett hosted the show, and he killed it.
That news is so exciting. There is a new team coming to town. Man. Wonder where hockey will go next. Maybe Edmonton.
And he also sat down and did a skit with Commissioner Gary Bettman.
Does this say
Wolves? Yes, Wolves. In overtime, just in the regular season. Crazy. We would release a pack of wolves out onto the ice, like snarling, really, maybe rabid. And if the score is still tied after 5 minutes, we release a polar bear.
You're right, he did kill it.
He did.
Be more funny!
Mon.
He killed it.
He killed it. Stop it.
That's awesome!
Thank you. To the awards themselves, where Pat Kane was the big winner.
And the Hart Trophy goes to Patrick Kane.
This is Patrick Kane's third NHL award of the evening and the fifth of his career. He's the first Chicago Blackhawk to win the Hart since Stan Mikita in 1968.
Yeah, Kane scored a career highs of 46 goals and 106 points and is the first U.S.-born player to be named league MVP. And he's also the first U.S.-born player to lead the league in scoring. Dominic Hasek, Dean, he did an amazing job last night of giving out the Vezina Trophy.
And the winner is Brendan Holtby. Brendan Holtby. Brendan Holtby. Brendan Holtby.
Now, do you think there was a Brendan Holtby in the crowd that was like, oh my God, I won?
Yes.
Like Brayden's cousin?
Brendan Holtby.
Chicago's Artemi Panarin won the Calder Trophy as a top rookie. LA's Drew Doughty walked away with the Norris as a top blue liner. The Selke and the Bing, my faves, went to Anze Kopitar. And the Jack Adams Award was won by Barry Trotz of the Washington Capitals. And finally, the Raptors have two first-round picks at tonight's NBA draft at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. You can watch it all unfold 7 o'clock on Sportsnet and the Sportsnet app. In a trade on the eve of the draft, the New York Knicks have acquired Derrick Rose from the Bulls for center Robin Lopez, guards Jose Calderon and Jaron Wright. The Knicks also received guard Justin Holiday and a 2017 second rounder.
Thank you, sir. It is 7:24. This hour is brought to you by Thornhill Hyundai, thornhillhyundai.com. Go see my friend at Greg Carrasco. He is on Twitter. You can also go to 7200 Yonge Street. That's where he physically is to give you the best deal. He will not be beat. Thornhill Hyundai and thornhillhyundai.com. The George Lopez live from Eagles Nest Golf and Country Club at the Joe Carter Celebrity Charity Classic next. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake doctor's orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. More of Dean Blundell and Company. Listen online at sportsnet.ca/590.
7:31, welcome. It is Dean Blundell and Company, Thursday, the 23rd day of June. It is 15 degrees. It's going to be 27. Awesome day. Awesome day for golf. Great day to raise some money for charity at Eagles Nest Golf and Country Club for the Joe Carter Charity Classic. Joining us live from Eagles Nest Golf and Country Club, what a thing this is for the legendary actor, comedian, Mr. George Lopez, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Hi, George.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
Now, listen, wanted to ask you before we get started. I know you're a golfer. I know you're actually a very good golfer. How good are you?
I don't know. You know, I'm not very good. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, now I just use it to get out and take a walk and lose some things and wear some colorful clothes.
it's funny because you go from like loving golf and trying to be good at it, I think, and then there's a lull when you get to like 30, 45, between 40 and 45 years old, where it's, you know, I don't have enough time. I just use it as a way to go and get drunk with my friends. That's what I do anyway. Yes. And then you get to a certain age where you're like, you know, this is just about health and maintenance now. That's what it's all about.
Exactly, right? It's about keeping my blood pressure at a current nice level. And no, you know, golf has always been great to me. And, you know, I just rode on the bus over here with like Jim McMahon and Matt Larkin and Brett Saberhagen and Devon White and just great Sterling Sharp, just great stories with all these guys. I'm still a fan as much as I loved watching sports. Just to hang out with these guys is great. And Joe's, you know, one of the best. You guys know that.
Yeah, absolutely. You played a lot of golf with a lot of celebrities. Who do you love playing with the most? Like if you look back, which celebrity have you loved to play with the most, George?
Well, you know, Anthony Anderson, Don Cheadle, and myself and Cheech have a tournament that we do every year we call the Brownie Cup, where you play 9 holes completely sober, and then on the tee of the 9th hole, you ingest a quarter of medical marijuana and have some drinks, and then you count every shot in. And it usually takes us about a day to add up all of the scores. I was a winner one time for 2 days, and then they redid the score and came to my house and took the trophy away. And Cheech is the guy. Cheech is the worst. Cheech
no
is
kidding.
The guy that's, oh, my God. He said, you know, he can smoke it, but apparently eating it wipes him out.
Yeah, yeah, you can. But, you know, no safer place to do it than on a massive patch of grass, right? I mean, if you're
gonna... Oh, man. Yeah, I told Cheech, I said, hey, man, you know they let you take these rakes home out of the trap. He's like, what? So he had a couple rakes in his car. I said, no, they don't, man. You got to give them back. The guy wants them back.
Who's the guy, the celebrity you will never play golf with again? Like, I'm never playing golf with that guy ever again.
Mark Spitz, maybe the Olympian.
Didn't
apparently
take you long.
Apparently, he's better in the water than he is on dry land. You know, I played with Michael Phelps. All the swimmers, listen, you know, Latinos, we're swimmers too, but somehow we're good on land and in water. Those guys are only good in water.
George Lopez joins us October 29th at Casino Ram is when you can see George, obviously a legendary comedian. Speaking of comedy, who are you going to vote for, Trump or Clinton?
Well, you know, I'm on this side, you know, I'm looking for some property. I'm going to Mexico looking at property. I'm not telling anybody where because I don't want to drive up the real estate prices.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be great. It wouldn't be bad to have a little place out here. I don't like either. So I don't know what to do.
I got to ask you, you're a smart guy and you're tuned into politics. You're a fun guy, so you like to make light of it. But really, no joking matter. Like, Donald Trump does not like anybody who isn't extremely white, extremely rich, and doesn't have a gun. How dangerous. Like, when you watch this guy, can you believe that that is actually an option for the presidency of the United States?
You know what? I really cannot. And as divisive as this guy is and as backwards as his thinking is, it's amazing that you have people that rally around him. And if you look at his financials, he's more interested in selling Make America Great hats and T-shirts than he is in actual winning. I think it's just an ego thing with him. Like, this guy has to win and has to be the center of attention. I mean, as much as Latinos listen, we're kind of pacifists. We don't want to be bothered. But I'm surprised nobody's either thrown a corn or a flour tortilla at him yet at one of his speeches.
Do you know any Latinos that actually support Donald Trump at all?
You know, there's a couple of stragglers. So, you know, Tito Ortiz, who now that he's not fighting, has just said, okay, I don't want any Latino fans anymore. He was at his rally in Anaheim and took a lot of heat for that. I hammer Donald Trump every day on all of my social media accounts, and I'm probably the guy in the United States that hammers him the most have any profile.
George, how ridiculous is his plan to build a wall between Mexico and the United States?
You know, it's unbelievable. I mean, we got tunnels already, aside from that. But
now you're going to have to get some rope.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to get a couple of, some rope. That the fact the guy doesn't think that we can travel by bus or by plane or that we can't just are here because. Everybody who's already in the United States is supposed to be here and has come back several times. Listen, I'm surprised that more Latinos don't vote for Donald Trump when you think about a guy who wants to build a wall and doesn't want to charge you for materials or labor.
Yeah, it seems like a winning proposition for everybody.
You get a free wall. All right,
George.
The guy doesn't want anything.
You go enjoy your day, enjoy your breakfast. I know you're busy. We just want to take a couple minutes with you. Have fun today, and man, more importantly, I hope you win.
Thank you very much. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Talk to you soon. George Lopez, legendary comedian and actor. Again, Casino Ram, October 29th. Funny, funny guy. Great pleasure to have him on as well. Live from Eagles Nest Golf and Country Club. We'll head back there and talk to Kenny Lofton coming up in just a second. So hold on for that. The Joe Carter Charity Classic is going on right now, and we've got a live microphone there as opposed to us this year. Live microphone there, and we'll check in with celebrities all morning long. Right now, time for an update. Here's George. Hi, George.
Hi, Dean, and it's brought to you by John Deere. Blue Jays got homers from Russ Martin, Troy Tulowitzki, and Edwin Encarnacion in a 5-2 win over Arizona at Rogers Center yesterday. J-Hap was okay in five innings while the bullpen was nails. Jays off tonight before they open the lid on a three-game set in Chicago tomorrow night. Sportsnet 590 The Fan and Sportsnet 1. It's official. Vegas is getting an NHL team for the 2017-2018 season. The NHL awards also went down with Pat Kane winning the Hart while Braden Holtby won the Vezina. And the NBA draft goes down tonight in Brooklyn. The Raptors have the 9th pick in the first round. Watch it on Sportsnet at 7 or the Sportsnet app.
I have a question about the Vegas expansion team, and we were talking about it earlier this morning, and I think it's a great idea. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to give a lot of guys excuses to go down to Las Vegas. They can tell their wives, no, honey, I'm going to watch hockey. And you know what? There's a lot of wives out there that'll say this to their husbands. No, dear, I'm going to watch hockey. Yeah. So listen, everybody can get in trouble in Las Vegas. But I was thinking about it, and we talked about it earlier this morning as well. With Quebec being denied their expansion franchise, because of the Canadian dollar. And that it was simply, that's all it was. It was a matter of the fact that right now, if you go and buy an American dollar, you need to have a little, like, well, it's 78 cents dollar, 78 cent dollar, the Canadian dollar. So 78 cents Canadian dollar to the American dollar. That's a ton of money. That's 25% basically, more than what you had budgeted to spend. And that city doesn't have a ton of money. So I was thinking about it this morning. If there's a franchise that you're going to start with, Vegas makes the most sense to me.
Does it, though?
Yeah, it does. And it does because of the amount of Canadians that actually go to that city. We talked about it yesterday. It's the number one tourist destination for Canadians. I don't know if you know that. Vegas has
Carolyn Goodman, the mayor of Vegas, said
absolutely
that yesterday.
Yes, she did. So, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens and also how they're going to put this team together in the draft expansion process, too.
I get it, Dean. It will be successful early on, but let's say 10 years from now.
Yeah.
How successful and viable is that team going to be if the NFL and the NBA are there, too?
Well, let's ask our next guest, no stranger to playing hockey, and I believe probably familiar with the goings-on with the NHL in Las Vegas. And in the coming of days, we will find out exactly how this whole thing is going to roll out. I do know this. I do know that we've got no logo. We've got no team name. Apparently, Bill Foley didn't like the Black Aces to begin with. However, he's growing, and this is the owner of the team that had to literally, I don't know if you know this, pony up $500 million of his own money. $500 million.
That's a lot of cheddar.
Yeah, I get worried when I buy a new car. What if this is a lemon? However, let's ask our next guest. Please welcome to the program. Been on before. Real pleasure to have him. Mr. Alan Thick, ladies and gentlemen. Alan Thick. How are you, sir?
Oh, thank you. That sounded like a semi-standing ovation.
We're, you know, we're sitting at attention, if that counts.
I appreciate that.
Alan, thanks for doing this. We were just talking about the NHL in Las Vegas. The expansion team was announced yesterday. I don't know if you've heard, and you've been to Vegas. Do you love the NHL? Do you think it can work there?
I think so. I think that you know, professional sports leagues have been sniffing around Vegas for a while, and I think it's bold that the NHL took the first step.
Do you still play hockey?
I do. In fact, the most fun I have is every year in Las Vegas. I play in Wayne Gretzky's fantasy camp, and he brings a lot of his buddies to town, some Hall of Famers, and they stay up all night. We try to do that to slow them down a little bit, and then the rest of us jump in the morning and have a great four-day tournament.
Now, is this something you do once a year, or do you play a little shinny from time to time as well?
I do play a little shinny. We finally got a rink up in my neighborhood in Santa Barbara. I was on that committee for about 15 years, and we had a lot of cocktail parties while we talked about the possibility of building a rink, and it finally happened this year.
Alan, who's the best celebrity you play hockey with? Who's the best hockey player out of the celebs?
Tough to say. There's a lot of us, you know, still stumbling around at about the same level. But over the years, I would have to say that Dave Coulier, if you remember him from Full House, was one of our better players. Michael J. Fox, when he was playing, was hard to catch. And but there's a lot of us who just hang around and are reasonably competitive with one another. Dennis Leary plays, Tim Robbins plays, David Boreanaz, Rachel Blanchard, fine young Canadian actress. She can hang with the boys.
Now, let me ask you something. I played men's league hockey up until about 4 or 5 years ago when I decided that my face and my teeth were really important to what I did for a living. Not long ago, you actually, and you played hockey for years, you suffered an injury as well to your teeth. Is that not correct?
I did. It was about 5 or 6 years ago. I don't know what I was thinking, but I actually tried to make a defensive play and poke check a guy who was about to take a slap shot, and it slid up my stick and hit me in the mouth. I took 30 stitches. My face was open from the nostrils down, and I lost 5 teeth, and I wear a full mask now.
Yeah, I see, and I wonder, guys like you that make a living in the entertainment industry, what the bleep were you thinking not wearing like an iTech mask or a full cage?
Exactly. Well, I used to be a better puck ducker. And that day, not so fast, not so new. And it does, I find I have to be kind of conscious now when I pronounce my S's, my sibilance lost a little bit as a result of that. Your lip droops just a hair. So I've paid my dues for my mediocre play.
Alan Thicke is our guest. He is live at the Eagles Nest Golf and Country Club for the Joe Carter Charity Classic. You and a ton of other celebrities, Canadian or not, get together. It's always a good day. You've done this for years. What do you look forward to most about this tournament, Alan?
I'm a sports groupie, and I get to sit on the a bus, which, by the way, our party bus to get out to the course has a stripper pole in it. I'm not sure what the message that is sending to these crackerjack
good
athletes,
morning.
But yeah, but I didn't see anybody jump up on it. But you know, Dan Marino showed a great deal of restraint.
Well, that's because Kelly Gruber wasn't on the bus, Alan.
Maybe that's and some of these guys still have great legs, by the way.
Yeah.
See, it's just a win-win all around. You know, it's a great event. I think it's the largest of its kind in Canada now. All of your favorite athletes show up. It's a 3 or 4 day party. Joe's a wonderful host, and we were at the Jays game last night, and there'll be a reception tonight, and it's just a bunch of great fellas and a great golf venue and a good time for a great cause. Joe really puts out for underprivileged kids, and so, like I said, a win-win-win-win-win.
Hit 'em straight today, Alan. Thanks for your time.
Oh, hit him straight now, you tell me.
Have a great day, Alan Thick. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you soon. That's fun, eh? What a good guy.
That voice is unmistakable.
Absolutely. 7:45, Kenny Lofton, some Jays tickets, and maybe your fail of the day next. Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590, The Fan on demand. This is Dean Blundell and Company on Toronto Sports Radio. Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
7:52, good morning. It is 15 degrees. We head straight to Eagles Nest Golf and Country Club here on Dean Blundell and Company on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. That is where the Joe Carter Charity Classic is happening this morning. Please welcome to the program legendary baseball player, former Cleveland Indian, Mr. Kenny Lofton, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Kenny, how are you?
I'm good. I'm doing pretty good. It's a little chilly right now this morning, but it's pretty good.
Did you bring a sweater?
I got to check my golf bag, but okay. Right now it's a little chilly out here.
You know what I like doing when I golf and I haven't golfed in a long time is I look at my golf bag and you go, wow, I didn't know I had those many empties and that much aspirin in there.
Oh, wow. Well, you must be a bad golfer then.
Yeah, a terrible golfer. You've been doing this for a while. How many years is this for you now, Kenny?
To be honest, I don't even know. I'm not even sure if I was here for the first one, but I think I was.
You were.
Okay, well, I've been here all seven then.
Yeah.
But it's good. I have a good time when I come here.
Yeah, it's a great time. It's a wonderful day, and you got a great day for it. I remember last year we had a little bit of rain. This year it's going to be 27 and beautiful pretty much all day long. Kenny, I wanted to ask you real quick. Cleveland just won a championship, and I know you're aware of it because you're a longtime Cleveland Indian. In the one year you almost won the World Series was the year you spent in Atlanta, unfortunately. But what is a championship? What is a major professional sports champion, that NBA championship, mean to the city of Cleveland?
I mean, it means the world of Cleveland. I think a lot of people growing up in the who grew up probably, because, again, 64 was the last time that they won a championship, and just the city been just looking for that championship over the last years, and all the disappointments and the heartbreak that's been happening, it's kind of tough overall in the city, and you just wish the best for a city that has the sports team franchise as a city of Cleveland, and it's good people there. It's just a fact that they hasn't won anything, and I felt very uplifting and very joyful to see the championship finally come back to Cleveland.
Kenny, you're an amazing center fielder in your career in the major leagues. What do you think of our center fielder here in Toronto, Kevin Pillar?
Actually, to be honest, I don't watch much baseball too much anymore. So
he's awesome.
I'm not sure. Well, if he's awesome, if you say he's awesome, he's awesome. But I don't. I mean, I do a lot of movie stuff, different my production company. So I don't really have a lot of time for baseball. But I watch some highlights here and there. I've seen more baseball being in Canada. I had to shoot a movie in Calgary, so I was in Calgary for almost 2 months on and off. And all I saw was Jays baseball, but I wasn't really focusing on the games. But I just seen one thing. I seen the highlight. I seen the punch. But other than that, I haven't seen a whole lot about Toronto baseball.
I tell you what, that you're talking about the punch Ruby Odor laid on Bautista. Have you ever seen a guy get hit that hard and just stand there, like not go down?
I know he can take a punch. He got a good chin. I know that. So it was pretty interesting. Again, I mean. I can look at it, he deserved it, but I mean,
you think he deserved it?
Oh yeah, I mean, you had a slide like that after the situation. You know, the guy, he got hit by the pitch. I always feel like if you got hit, you get hit by a pitch.
Yeah,
the guy at second base or shortstop, he didn't hit you. If you want to hit somebody, you want to go slide into somebody, you go and charge the pitcher's mound. Don't charge the guy at second base or shortstop. That guy didn't do anything to you. So I would feel the same way. If I didn't do nothing to you and you're going to come at me and try to hit me, I got problems with that.
Well, listen, if it's backed up at the 6th tee this morning, you got spikes on your shoes, you know what to do.
Exactly. You know? But if it backed up, you know, tell a guy don't hit a ball into me and he does it again, I warn you, don't do it again. You do it, I'm coming after you.
Yeah, that's the rules of golf. People don't understand that. Right. Is if you hit into me once, that's fine. The second time, I'm either going to hit it back at you or I'm going to hit you over the head with this thing.
You know, it's just a rule of thumb. You know, everyone makes mistakes one time. You know, you hit a ball, like, oops, sorry. Also, got this. Don't let it happen again.
Yeah,
we got issues.
Got it. Enjoy your day. Wonderful day for Children's Charity, Kenny. You've been doing it every single year for 7 years. Greatly appreciate you taking time. Go have fun with your pals and have a great breakfast. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. You guys have fun on the show.
Thanks so much, Kenny Lofton, legendary center fielder for the Cleveland Indians. Not unlike a professional athlete to stop watching the sport he's played for 20 years.
Right.
So, you know, you got snap food. Anyway, 756, hold on. We want to give you some tickets right now, though. 416-870-0590, 888-666-0590, star 590 on your cell phone. We have these Jays tickets, the Toronto Blue Jays tickets, a pair of tickets to go and watch and play. Are we doing Royals tickets again this morning?
Royals, Jays. You can watch Jordano Ventura throw at one of your Blue Jays on July 6th.
Absolutely. Caller number two gets the tickets, as always. Not done. We'll head back to Eagles Nest and talk with the man himself, my man Joe Carter, next. Sportsnet 590, The Fan.